Oh, it's 29 past four. The Wednesday Crunch, of course, for Mercedes-Benz Truck and Bus. Trucks you can trust. And every Wednesday on the Wednesday Crunch, we talk to the people who matter in footy. And the Collingwood president, Eddie Maguire, is certainly one of those. Good on you, Ed. Thanks for your time, mate. We really appreciate it.
G'day, Mark. G'day, Nick. How are you, pal? Ox, lovely to be with you.
Good, hey, thank you, mate.
Good to have you on, Ed.
Congrats on the Holden Centre, Ed. I've been watching it go up. It looks sensational. Can you tell us about the maybe the impact it's going to have for the club and also for the community, which the Pies are obviously very big on?
Well, obviously, we all know what started off as the Lexus Centre and then became the Westpac Centre is now, as of today, the Holden Centre of Excellence, which is fantastic. But the area that you would have seen being built over the last 12 to 18 months and has been, probably 8 years in the making, is the new community centre, which is going to be fantastic. And it's something for all of Melbourne. If you ever look around the $1 billion of infrastructure for sport around there, there's really not a whole lot for, you know, people who would like to just go and have a run. And we were inspired by the fact that so many women use the tan track and run around the place. But you know what? I drive past going off to the radio in the mornings, at 5 o'clock, caught the 5 in the morning, and I see women running around there by themselves in the dark. You know, we know the situation we've had with the safety for women in recent times. Mm. And I suppose we're a bit ahead of the pack on it, thinking, because we did a lot of surveying before we left Victoria Park to go to the Westpac Centre. And all the women in the city said they love running around those areas, but they hate going back to, you know, the lift in their running gear and having to have a shower back at work. There's no security around there. And still, to this day, if you're a woman, you have to get changed in your car or in one of the dunnies down there, to be perfectly frank. Mm. You know. And so anyway, this is all going to open up, but we're also going to have a magnificent 600-seat function centre, which is the biggest function centre built in Melbourne since Crown, overlooking the MCG, the Yarra River, the Tennis Centre, Amy Park, and, of course, the Holden Centre Oval there now. And, you know, there's going to be cafes downstairs. There's a 150-seat lecture theatre for not only the Collingwood boys, but also for the public and for special events. And we want to really bring through junior football, junior sport, and make this the area. It's the field of dreams there, guys. We've got the best sporting facility close to a city anywhere in the world, and now we've got a really big chunk of it that people can use. And we're really proud of what we do in the community at Collingwood, and we think this is going to just be an extra piece in the puzzle that makes Melbourne even better as the most livable city in the world.
Do you have to be a Collingwood member to use it, Ed?
No, we're opening it up. It'll help if you are. You get the hot water if you're Collingwood member. We're going back to the old days at Vicky Park. The visitors, they get the cold water.
So it's open for everybody and it's free.
No, hang on, I didn't say that. No such thing as a free ride. No, we're still working through that, Ox, to be honest. I mean, I can't actually give you a straight answer on it. I'll come on shortly when we've got the fine details nutted out. But no, what we'll be able to do, a bit of a morning, you know, we'll have running groups. And when you look at it, by linking the tan track, which we have, I mean, you can run around the tan track and the only time you have to stop is at the bottom of Anderson Street to go across that, where the
pedestrian
crossing is there. But you can run around, so you can get changed at the Holden Centre. You run around our track, which is at 500 metres anyway, for a bit of a warm-up. Then you can just run around the back, over the footbridge, over the 10. Well, that's 5Ks by the time you come back. Or you can run now and connect it with our footbridge up and run right around the MCG, past the magnificent Aboriginal scar trees, up to, you know, Jollymont. Or then, if you want to, you can go down Birrarung Mar. And if you want to get onto the bike track right next to the Yarra there, where you can go as far as you like. You run a marathon every morning. So what we're wanting to do is get not only women, but also all the people of Melbourne to come down. You know, Gosha's Paddock next to that, which was obviously our first ground that we put in place. There's magnificent grass running tracks there now. And, you know, at night time, it's like Bourke Street. So we want to turn this into a really great place. So we're going to have a restaurant downstairs and cafe, an outdoor cafe and barbecue area there. Upstairs will be the function centre. Already we've got, numerous big functions and weddings and all. It doesn't have to be 600. Obviously, we can reduce it as seen fit. The boardroom there is one of the best boardrooms you'll ever see anywhere in the world, with the vistas we have, not just for our board meetings, but for people who want to come in and use it for special occasions. And as you can imagine, it'll be fantastic during big events like the tennis and any soccer, rugby that's on, and anything at the MCG. So, you know, I hope that the other clubs in the AFL will avail themselves. It's not decked out your photos of Swanee or me or Jock McHale or anything else like that. So, you know, people should be, we're hoping that the other clubs will use this and put the money in their pocket as opposed to it going out of the game.
Good.
So
yeah,
we think it'll be really good for everyone.
Congratulations again, Eddie. It sounds absolutely sensational. The AFL, massive announcement yesterday. $2.5 billion. The broadcast deal is just astounding. If you had the keys, Eddie, who gets fed first?
Well, I think there's a really good opportunity now for us to use the next 12 months of the last to get ourselves right. Now, despite what might seem to be popular opinion, because I had a blow with Paul Marsh on the radio one day, but that was a discussion. It was a debate more than anything. I actually believe that the players need to get paid and paid really well. Now, you know, what that actually means in the world scale or what we think in Melbourne, we've got to find the balance there. But the players put on the game, and we've been able to put on in recent times, and people forget, you know, an extra 100 players play AFL football now because we brought in, and the clubs sacrificed that money to bring in the two new teams into the competition. So we've got that. So we want them to get up, and we want the best players to get paid a lot because we want the best athletes playing footy. We also need to make sure, though, that we have the best facilities and the coaches. So that's why I've always... I think it's counterintuitive to say don't pay extra coaches, don't get all these other people in your football department, because they're there to facilitate a better outcome for the players. We want them to play 3 and 4 years longer because we have the best doctors, the best physios, the best masseurs, the best facilities that are around the place. We want to make sure in these day and age we need to have psychologists and psychiatrists and people there. We need to help them with their, you know, life after football, life during football, the whole shooting match. So I think we need to work through that. I think it would be wonderful if we could clear the clubs of debt and launch in by the end of the next TV rights. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have no club in debt, every club making money and players being well paid? That is all within our grasp. And it also, I think, what's great is it gives Mike Fitzpatrick and Gillon McLachlan a real opportunity now to sit back and strategise, not from a position of hand to mouth, but to sit back and say, right, OK, what do we want to do for the next 25 years? Personally, I would love to see facilities in the suburbs and in the country for junior and local football. I'd love to see those centres not only be the epicentre for the activities we see on the weekend, but now that we've got girls playing a lot more football, become the centre where we go there and we have gymnasiums and we have health services and we have all these areas for the migrant kids who are coming into the country to find this as the epicentre of their life. And I reckon that's the lifeblood. That's what happened with my family. They were soccer people from overseas. We got there and everything revolved around St Dominic's Junior Footy Club in Broadmeadows. And I think all of us have the same situation there. So that's where I'd love to see it. So, yeah, we need to look after the players at the top end. We have to make sure that we have players in the top end coming through for the next 25 years. We need to make the clubs centrepiece of everything because we all know that they are the best brands and kids love brands. They want to play for Collingwood. They don't want to play it for the AFL. And, of course, the AFL need to have the money there to be able to run the place properly right throughout the country. But, you know, what we've done today, and you have a look at it, Holden announces today, by coincidence yesterday was the TV announcement, but why have we been able to do such a great Holden deal? Because they knew and they read the play that there would be a fantastic exposure to AFL football for the next, we thought maybe 5 years. As it's turned out, it's 7 years now. One more year to go and six on the new contract. So it gives us all a really good opportunity. It's a wonderful day for footy.
Ed, speaking of all clubs making money, should part of the revenue go towards buying AFL buying Etihad Stadium?
Well, there's a couple of things to look at in that, Nick. You know, I've got a different view, but it ends up with the same result. So yes, I think ultimately, you know, Etihad has been a big investment. Again, I think sometimes people forget that the clubs have actually given up money and their intellectual property since 1985. The clubs have really sacrificed a lot to go to the AFL Commission, and as a result of that, the game's a lot better, the clubs are bigger and better, so it's been a good trade-off. But certainly in the last probably 4 or 5 TV rights, people may forget that we actually gave the players a pay rise one lap ahead on the TV rights. We actually went into debt, the competition, and that, therefore the clubs. And, you know, there's been that hand-to-mouth existence for a lot of them. They haven't been able to get over the top. And all the clubs have invested into Waverley Park in the first instance and then into Etihad Stadium. So, you know, that's why I get a bit narky sometimes when people say, oh, Collingwood play at the MCG all the time. Well, the reason is because we did a deal with the MCG, with the AFL, to get a certain amount of people through the gate, and therefore money was able to flow through to every other club, and we're able to get $50 million out of a government to build an MCG enclosure for members, which basically goes against the Collingwood membership, but the money goes to every club. So I think everyone's doing the heavy lifting along the way. It's not just Collingwood, but everyone's involved. But here's a chance now to fix it once and for all. So, yes, massive investment into Etihad. What's it worth today? I reckon we could sell it for $1 billion. So that's a pretty good investment. Thank you to the AFL Commission and particularly Graeme Samuel who pushed that through in the first place. But now we can sit back knowing that the money is coming in and make smart strategic decisions as opposed to decisions that have to pay out, you know, a club that's going broke or, you know, expanding into Gold Coast and GWS. We can now sit back and say, all right, we know how much it's going to cost to run the competition, how much to pay the players and what it costs to run a football club. And while the AFL always pointing at the NFL in America, I did point to them last week and say, yep, some clubs do put in a bit of money extra over there in equalisation, but they also receive the dividend of $85 million and 100% of the salary cap paid by their dividend. So that's the that's the next thing for the AFL. Mm. Make sure there's enough money. Now we've just got to make sure it gets to the right people.
Talking of the salary cap, you've been not at loggerheads, but you've certainly been in debate with the Sydney Swans with Kohler. Their ban at the moment in relation to their trading ability. Do you think the AFL should revoke it?
Well, look, Ox, it's an interesting one, this one. I had no idea about the ban on trading, but I think that came about because the AFL believed that Kohler was being used for other things other than cost of living. Now, I've been against it, but I'm also for it. I was the one who actually voted and said, don't knock it out in one go. You know, pay it, let them reduce it over 2 years, be fair. Now, the AFL decided, okay, we'll do that, but what we won't allow you to do is trade in big players. So they've given them, they're not banned from trading, they're banned from trading above a certain level.
Yeah,
I've had
300,000, yep.
Yeah, and I've always been for a cost of living component for those who need a cost of living component. I mean, you know.
Well, Buddy doesn't need that, does he?
Well, Buddy doesn't need three maids, no.
No. No,
well, maybe he does. I'm not sure.
No, I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
But you know, the point being is, if you're getting paid $1 million a year, you know, let's not kid ourselves. What do we need to look after the bloke who's getting $70,000 to $200,000 and give them some rent subsidy? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that should—it's like the federal parliament with the expenses. There should be an independent auditor who says yes, that's fair and reasonable. You know, and that's the same for all players. And, you know, that makes sense to me. But we have, I mean, you look back and we've turned a blind eye for a long time with the Sydney Swans because we've wanted it to work. But they've had a free agent every year since Dermot Brereton. I mean, you go through the list. And that's okay. We've all lived with that. But now we say, okay, Bali, enough. You know, Melbourne have not been able to, you know, play in a final series since, what is it, 2000 or whatever. Yeah. Carlton have been on the rack for, you know, what's been exciting about this year has been the emergence of the Bulldogs because they got their act together and they could get back into the draft. So all we're saying is let's be fair about it and let's not be ridiculous. It's not a marketing competition.
Yeah.
You know, at Collingwood, the last couple of years, we decided to go embark on a rebuild and we've missed the finals for, you know, 1 year, possibly 2 years this year in a row. But we're copping our whack by doing that. And we're out there working hard to get people like Holden on board. But that's the judgment that is required. It's not just a benefit for a certain amount of clubs. So, you know, I hope the AFL and the Swans get this sorted out. We don't want to go to the courts. You know, the Swans, we don't like them when they take
the courts.
So players playing grand finals after they've been rubbed out and things like that. So we're sick of the Swans taking us to court, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Ed, I was just looking at the Holden cars that are available, and I was just trying to work out which one you'd be getting yourself into.
What do you reckon, mate?
Well, definitely not a Barina or the Astra. I reckon you're a Caprice man or a Colorado.
Oh, yeah, I like the Caprice. They're good cars.
Tell me, what would Purdy be driving?
I think he's in a Caprice. He's been with us for 2 years.
All right, Bucks? Yeah.
Bucks, same. I think he's in a Caprice as well.
What about Adam Treloar?
Adam Treloar, whatever he wants. he might need to you know, get one of those ones. What's the
Malibu, the Ute, the Trax?
Put the Ute so he can put his wallet in it.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, thanks for joining us, mate. All the best and well done on what is a wonderful centre for not only Collingwood people but for Victorians all alike. So thank you.
Guys, I'd love you to come down and have a bit of a look at it and all footy fans, it's there for everyone to enjoy.
Thanks again, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, guys.
Eddie McGuire, the Collingwood president.